Greetings from Podcastville. The Church of What's Happening Now is brought to you by Hymns. Let me explain something to you. I had a friend growing up, Glenn. Since we were kids, he was losing his hair. He did everything. Spray paint, you know, filled it in. He did this, he did that. And it didn't matter because 66% of men start losing their hair by the age of 35. When you start to notice hair loss, it's too late. You're like, what's this little circle behind my head here? It's easier to keep the hair you got than to replace the hair that you lost. That's why guys turn to weird solutions when they can turn to medicine and science. Hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness for men. Medical-grade solutions, real doctors offering well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. Not herbal supplements, prescription solutions backed by science. So do me a favor. No awkward doctor visits. Save time by going to 4hims.com. Right now, today, my listeners get a trial month of everything you need for your hair for just $5. Today, right now, while supplies last. See the website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or pharmacy. So go to hims.com/Joey. That's 4hims, FORHIMS.com/Joey. Also brought to you by Fuji Geese. Go to Fuji Sports right now. If you're a fat fuck like me in A6, I'm down to an A5 though, motherfucker. So get your shit together. Watch who you talking to, okay? You watch who you talking to. But anyway, if you're thinking of a tough quality gi, I'm a big guy. So when I'm on top and they're in my guard, they're pulling my sleeve to try to get me across. They can't do it because I got a Fuji fucking gi. Go to FujiSports.com right now. Pick out a fucking gi, hopefully a Superado. That's the best gi they got in my mind. And you get 15% off if you press in church. That's how we're rolling it tonight. Kick that fucking mule, Lee. My man is in the house tonight. My spiritual brother, the soldier of God, el soldado de Dios, mi hermano, my brother, Mr. Yoel Romero. The soldier of God is sitting next to the Christ killer. So we're living in hypocrisy tonight, but oh, fuck it.
Tiembla.
Oh shit. It's Johnny Candela himself. Yoel Romero. The Church of What's Happening Now. It's Monday morning, the 12th or the 13th. It really doesn't matter. I'm very excited to announce this to guests. We've been talking about it for a while. My main man, Mr. Yoel Romero, number one contender in the world, fighting for the championship June 8th in motherfucking Chicago, the Windy City. Thank you for coming to the show. Gracias por venir a show, mi hermano.
Un placer. Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
Thank you. Lee, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. I'm pumped up. This is being in a room with two Cubans. I feel like I'm ready to go fight in the UFC if I had to.
We got you all rhymed up and stuff. Listen, I'm not an MMA guy. I watch it. I'm a fan. So what I wanted to do was leave it to the professionals tomorrow. What I want to do with Yoel is to ask him, you know, when you look at Yoel going to the ring, you see this superhuman, dark-skinned kid that you're scared of. But this is not what this is about. Tonight, we're going to get to know who the hell Yoel Romero is. Who's your... ¿Quién es Yoel Romero? ¿Quién es, compadre?
Bueno, compadre. Yoel es una persona que nacía y criada en un barrio muy humilde de la ciudad de Pinar del Río, llamado Cuba Libre. Todo el mundo lo conoce como Rancho. Soy de ahí, natural de ahí. Me crié como todos los cubanos, bien humilde, sin zapatos, corriendo bajo la lluvia, jugando a las bolas, jugando pelota.
He was raised like any other Cuban, he's saying, that he was raised, you know, poor, no shoes, playing in the fucking dirt.
You know, it's the humble, you know, the humble life, like every kid in Cuba, the same for the every kid in Cuba, you know. I am not different for the kid in Cuba. I am the and I am is like I stay all my life in my city, you know. I stay with my people, you know. And the shoes I running, I play baseball, no shoes. I play the ball, you know, with my friend in Cuba. They're a very humble, you know. No problem for the color, the people is black, the people white, you know. Everybody is the same, you know. Everybody take the same water. Everybody drink the same water when they play baseball, you know. That's just an amazing time. That's what the people need. The people need the people the for this time the people need remember the time. This time is the most important. No problem. No matter what the people is. See, you have more money about him than no. This is not important. The most important is the relationship. You know, everybody together. Everybody playing the same play. And the same emotion, the same time. This is amazing time.
How many brothers do you have?
I have three sisters and four brothers.
And your father did what in Cuba?
Yeah, my father is in Cuba.
No, what does he do? Que lo que la hacía en Cuba?
Oh, my father is boxing.
Boxing?
Yeah, amateur boxing. Yeah, he's the number three in Cuba. And the national team.
Your father?
Yeah.
But what does he do for a living now? Que lo que hacía,
boxing, boxeo. Mi papá lo que hacía era boxeador. Era miembro del equipo nacional. He's in the national team, the Cuban Olympic Center, you know.
So he went to the Olympics too?
No, he no go to the Olympics. He's the number three in Cuba, you know. The number three. En ese tiempo había magnífico boxeadores, magnífico boxers. Everybody know the guy is the number one, is the best in this division. Jose Gomez is amazing guy. He's the number one, and the number two is Bernardo Coma, champion in the world too, and the number three is my father, you know. But is maybe si estos dos hombres no estuvieran, mi papá hubiese sido el número uno, pero tenía dos leones adelante.
So he had two lions in front of him. How old were you when you first boxed? ¿Cuántos años?
You know, todo el tiempo quise hacer boxeo. All the time I wanted to make it the boxing, but my father no wanted, you know. My father said, no, it's boxing is a very hard sport. I don't want you follow my
footsteps.
My way, you know. I don't want you follow my way. You can do another sport. And now one coach for wrestling seen me and say you have a talent for wrestling, you know. But I'm trying the baseball too, I'm trying the in many sport, but finally, I make a wrestling, you know. This coach said, no, come. Your family making boxing and wrestling. You have a talent for wrestling too. And that's what I make in wrestling, you know.
So you started wrestling in Cuba now. Yeah. In Cuba, is there a high school? Como un high school?
Sí, en Cuba hay un... En Cuba have the system. They have the name for this system is the pyramid system. You know, it's a
pyramid
sí. System, you know. It's a system que se le llama pirámide y entonces funciona muy bien. It's a very good system. Donde los niños, donde the kid make the sport very bien cuando los niños son bien jóvenes, tú sabes.
Right, they get you when you're young.
Yeah, when the kid is very young. Like in the beginning, I have 8 years old, you know.
You started when you were 8.
Yeah, cuando tenía 8 años fue cuando empecé la lucha.
And then, vamos a suponerlo, when you get older, Pinar del Río goes up against Camagüey, like, eso es lo que pasa. Ustedes van contra Camagüey o...
Sí, es es un sistema primero donde se hace por a través de barrio, por a través de casa.
Right.
Y entonces, si tú vas ganando, vas subiendo escalones, ¿me entiendes? Y donde ya puedes... Later you can compete in national, international, you know, like this.
And how did you get, when you were 18, what was your life like? Cuando tú tenías 18, ¿cómo era tu vida?
Bueno, ya cuando yo tenía, when I have 18 years, I stay in the junior national team. I stay in the national team. My life is different when I have 8, you know, but no. My life changed little by little, you know.
Now, pasaba mucha hambre en Cuba. You know, se pasó mucha hambre en Cuba. There was a lot of people starving in Cuba. They give you a certain amount of eggs every month and a certain amount of milk. Because you were a wrestler, did you get more food? ¿Te dieron más comida?
Sí, claro.
Claro.
Claro, ya cuando tú estás en la selección nacional, tú comes muy bien, ¿entiendes? Se come bien, se come. Te dan una atención, ¿entiendes? Te dan una atención adecuada, ¿entiendes?
So they treat you a little better. They give you a little better
food. Sí, sí, sí.
Why? Because like my uncle, I'm sorry, but don't. My uncle told me one time, el tío mío told me that my cousins, Eki, whatever, he goes, they live like kings in Cuba. That they don't live like everybody else. Que ellos viven mejor que la gente en Cuba.
Sí.
Que la gente pasa mucha hambre, they starve.
Sí, tú sabes, el atleta tiene prioridad en el mundo entero, ¿entiendes?
So the athlete has priority in Cuba.
Sí, el atleta como...
They give you milk, dan leche,
sí,
y huevo, they give you eggs.
Sí, sí, sí.
Está bien.
Dan una atención distinta.
Like, can you explain... Why in Cuba, like in these small countries, is it so important? Like, why do they place such a huge importance on getting the best and like giving them special treatment? Like what is it about Cuba? Like, why in Cuba? Like it seems like there's something about like it's a tough country to live in. It, like a lot of people have certain feelings about that country. Like why do they take such a big importance on? Baseball is huge. Like, why is that such a huge thing there?
And look at it. He wants to ask you, los deportes. Why is it so important in Cuba?
¿Por qué los deportes son tan importantes en Cuba? ¿O por qué los deportistas son tan buenos en Cuba?
Two questions.
Okay.
Dos palabras.
Okay. I think the talent, God give the talent the people. And Cuba now you can go Cuba, and you can see many talent because I think that's what I think. And I think God give the talent for the sport in Cuba, for the people. You know, right now the last time when I stay in Cuba, I see many people con muchísimo talento para hacer cualquier tipo de deporte. You know. Lo otro está es el sistema. The another point is the system with the Cuba have it for the sport. You know, is magnífico system. That is the very.
They true. Have it down to a science.
Sí, 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 sí. En Cuba hay un magnífico sistema de hacer deporte.
Now, when you era jovencito, when I was a kid, I was growing up, and I met these guys. Cuando yo era karatero jovencito. Yo era un yudoka.
Karateka o yudoka.
Yo conocía a yudoka.
Mm.
Y me dijeron que en Cuba el judo era de pinga. Pero sí. Te mandaban para Japón o algo. They would send you to train at these places.
This is true, you know, but that is the normal in the sport, in the sport in the world, you know, because United States. Take the for example, take the wrestling team, take the people and send the team for the Russia, for the 2 or 3 months. Just, every country do this, you know. Every country do this because I wanted more experience. I want more like
to go up against different people.
Eso lo hace todo el mundo.
Para dar una cara distinta, to see a different look.
Yeah, but. Yo creo que la esencia de que el deportista cubano sea bueno, yo creo que es porque Dios le dio el don, ¿sí? Es como también que el cubano es una persona alegre, ¿entiendes? Eso viene con el cubano. Ahora tú coges, por ejemplo, you take it 3 or 4 or 5 people. In Brazil, if there's 4 or 5 people for you take it, three play very good football, soccer. That's a talent. God gives you talent for the soccer, you know? So you take it, 3 people, 5 people, 10 people for Jamaica, for the track, believe me, maybe 5 or 6 make it good. Very good athlete. That's the God gives the talent, you know?
I mean, look at what the baseball, you know, look at what Cubans have done. I mean, even before Castro, they would go down there for spring training. Did you know that? Like, players would go to Cuba to play against Cuban players to get good in the summer. Lo que estoy diciendo, los veranos antes, los jugadores buenos de los Estados Unidos, in the off-season, de pelota se iban para Cuba to train.
No.
Because they wanted, you know, metal sharpens metal, bro. Right. So they would go down there to train. Now, there's another side to this coin, Yoel, that a lot of people don't understand. In Cuba and these countries, we don't have as many distractions. Cuando tú luchabas, por cuántas horas al día.
Sí.
No hay computadora, no hay televisión.
No,
hay
totalmente,
distractions.
No. Es totalmente, training.
Training. So if I
training,
took you...
a student, you go to the school, return for the house or return for the room, and you take the food, and later you training again. I get two times you training in the day. Well, it depends the all, you know, for the June, you know. Dependiendo también de la edad.
The age.
For, you know, it depending for the age.
Now, did you live at the pyramid? Tú dormías en pyramid.
Sí.
You wouldn't be at your house no more.
No, you go to the house only Saturday, 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, and you go back for the school. You know, te quedabas en la escuela de lunes a viernes, you know. Y entonces entrenabas, dabas clases, te daban la comida, todo. Es internado. Estabas
right,
ahí
it's internal, right there.
Estabas internado.
And then, because you were a wrestler, no service. No fuiste al ejército.
No, nunca.
Porque era un wrestler.
Sí, yo nunca fui a un servicio militar.
Nunca.
Okay.
¿Qué edad tú? How old were you when you said that's it, no more Cuba?
A la edad de los 30, when I have 32, 33 years.
Why?
Because I want to know more another possibility, more best life for my family. You know, I want to make it a MMA. I have a dreams, you know. I have a dream for my life, for my family, you know. I want to make it a UFC in Cuba. So you want to stay in good level in the war, and then when you want to do something, you need to go. You know, you don't need to stay in this place, because this place is the same. Is caes en lo mismo, estás en lo mismo. Tú necesitas partir a donde está la mejor opción, the best option.
Option for you,
you know?
Right?
And the best option is out the Cuba. You know, in Cuba no make it MMA. You know, tú tienes que ir detrás de ese camino, tú tienes que ir detrás de ese sueño, tú tienes que ir detrás de lo que te va a dar esa posibilidad, ese sueño.
So when you were in Cuba, when did you see MMA? How did you see MMA the first time?
Oh, en Cuba, en Cuba la gente veía en MMA.
Right, they said that they steal the signal.
Yo veía, I see the old school for MMA, you know, in the, is Vale Tudo.
Vale Tudo.
También cuando se le llamaba Ultimate Fighter, you know, cuando aquello se peleaba sin, cuando el tiempo de Tank Abbott.
You were watching all that.
Sí, claro.
How were you watching it?
¿Qué edad tenía?
No, ¿dónde estaba viendo?
Todo eso se filtra siempre, tú sabes. se filtraba por como se le llaman en Cuba, cajitas, CD, tú sabes. Gente que vivían, personas que venían de Cuba, del exterior y llegaban a Cuba y se grababan en CD.
So people would go from Cuba, would bring the tapes back to Cuba.
Y entonces eso se va, la gente lo iban grabando y hasta que llegaba hasta la posibilidad de uno. Y cuando yo veía esto, yo decía, wow.
When you saw MMA, your head blew up.
I can do this. No solamente yo puedo hacer eso, yo puedo ser el mejor de esto.
Really? You thought that way even then?
Yeah, claro que
so
sí.
So you're 32 years old, what do? ¿Qué es lo que tú haces un día? El día que tú te fuiste, what did you do cuando te levantaste esa mañana?
Ya, yo dije, bueno, ya, este, mi tiempo en Cuba terminó, necesito hacer mi vida fuera de Cuba, tomé esa decisión.
So once you made the decision, you told your wife, you couldn't say nothing.
Sí, le comuniqué a varias personas en Cuba. A personas muy muy especiales que yo sabía que se le podía decir. He says, I told to somebody, you know, special people, where they have a confidence in people.
Confidence.
You know? Confidence in people, you know. I said, that's what I need to do for my life, for your life, for the life of my people, for my family. Maybe, ¿cómo se dice? Triunfar.
You may triumphant. You would have triumphant.
Maybe I try to triumph it. Maybe do it. Maybe not. But. Pero voy a dejar la vida en el intento en esto. ¿Entiendes? Eso era mi pensamiento. No importa. No matter what I do. Si I training like crazy. Voy a hacer todo lo que tenga que hacer por lograr mi sueño. No sería la primera vez que lo haría, ¿no?
You were going to do whatever it took to achieve your dreams. Tú ibas a hacer lo que ibas a hacer para ser campeón.
Sí, entrenar como un loco. Sí.
Entonces, you went to Germany to wrestle and you stayed.
Me quedé, salí con el equipo nacional. I go with the
national team,
team from Cuba for the Grand Prix in Germany, in Leipzig, in la ciudad. In the city for Leipzig in Germany. And when I finish the tournament, I win the tournament, the Grand Prix, I win. And they say, okay, I call my brother, my little brother stay in Germany, live in Germany, he's boxing. I call him and say, hey, that's the time. I never want to go back to Cuba. He say, for sure? I say, yeah, for sure. So okay, I go with my brother. I never go back to Cuba. And I make the in Germany have a wrestling competition for the Bundesliga. It's a Germany Bundesliga. I continue wrestling, you know. And one day I see competition for MMA and say, when I go, I know, no training, no, never in my life I train, but I fight, I win. Yeah, and continue. That's it.
And from Germany, how long did you stay in Germany?
For 6 years.
6 years.
Yeah.
Y qué tiempo para reunirte, to reunite with your family? How long did it take?
In Cuba, 11 years.
11 years without your wife and your children.
No. La mamá de mi hijo, yo tengo tres hijos. I have 3 kids. But my son is staying in Cuba. This is different mom.
Right.
You know. Nunca más regresé con ella, you know.
Right. Now, how long did it take your... Is, tu señora ahora y tu hija to come over.
Sí, no, esa es la mamá de mi hija, es la que yo conocí en Germany, you know.
Oh, okay, you met her in Germany.
Yeah, sí, sí, sí.
So she's German?
Sí, es cubana alemana.
Oh, no.
Sí, cubana alemana.
She's German Cuban, Lee.
Yeah, you know.
So can you guys talk about, like, do you feel trapped in Cuba? Because... Like you hear these stories about people leaving Cuba, and it doesn't seem like you don't like Cuba. It seems like you have a lot of love for Cuba, but what the emotion is to want to leave. You have so much love for it, but you have to get out.
I love Cuba.
Yeah,
I have a passion. I have a love, the really love for my country, but you know. So you ask the people, when the people go there for the exodus, for many exodus in the world, when the people go out for the country, you ask for the people, you love your country? Everybody say, I love my country. You know, I never hear nobody say, I don't love my country. This is different. I love my people. I love my country. I love the people when they play with me when they are a kid, you know. I continue because when I go Cuba right now, when I go back Cuba, I cry. I cry because I have a, you know what I'm saying, man? Come on, man.
It's part of you.
You know, many history, you know. You never forget this because it's your essence. So you say, the people, not you. See, somebody say, I don't love my country. Tú eres un hombre vacío. ¿Cómo se dice eso?
You're nothing. You're an empty man if you don't love your country.
You don't love your country. Tú no eres nadie. No eres nada.
But I don't know. At least for me, I think it's different. I love America, but whenever I hear stories about people, maybe it's not Cuba, maybe it's other countries, I can't, like, you must be really torn. Like, as a kid, did you think you were going to leave Cuba? Or were you like, I'll never leave Cuba?
De niño, tú pensabas irte a Cuba.
No, never.
Never.
Tú nunca, cuando tú naces, tú dices, voy a vivir, when you born, you think like this. I born here, I'm dead here. And house.
Same
house. In the same house. Because you born, and you see left and you see right, you see your mom and you see your dad, you see your sister, you see your brother, you see your family, and you say, this is my kingdom. This is only what I need. And it's in your life, in your mind, only you thinking, I am born here, I did here with my people. You're not thinking you want to go out another house. You think of this later and years, but not the same time. That's the same what happened in the life of the people. When you, ¿cómo se dice crecer?
When you grow.
When you grow, and now you see the life. The life push your life. And now you need push. You need to push your life. See, life push you. You need to push your life for better, you know, better and better, because that's the way, you know. Entonces necesitas mudarte de la casa de tu padre. Now you need to move the house for the house the your family, your mom and your dad, because now you have a woman, and now you have a daughter. You have a kid. You need to move. But you need to move because you wanted more better for your kids. Not for you, for your kids, for your family, you understand? And entonces ya tú te tienes que mudar. No, cuando tú sales de la casa, when you go out of the house of your family, that your mom and your daddy, You don't think about another house. You go out. Maybe another country, another city, another language, another culture. But you need to go. No matter what, but you need to go. You understand?
You were stuck in Cuba, bro. You had nowhere to go. Even though you were loved, you have your family there.
Yeah.
You want more. You want fucking more.
That's the way I'm talking. That's what I say. When the life push you, you need to push you. The life. Si la vida te empuja, tú empuja la vida. Si la vida no te está dando lo que tú crees que te mereces o lo que tú necesitas para darle a tu familia para que estén mejor, tú tienes que salir a buscar eso donde esté.
Yeah. So what he's saying is, if life pushes you, you gotta fucking push back. You know, we get stuck in our own fucking mud and sorrow, and you have to go to where you could grow. You know, and we've all been through this. You know, this is a situation, it's called sacrifice. We've spoken about on this show a thousand times, you know. I have a 27-year-old daughter I have no conversation with. It haunts me every fucking day. But guess what? I was going nowhere in Boulder. I wanted to be a fucking kid. Yo hice lo mismo que tú hiciste, in just a different manner. My mom did what you did, you know. Mi mamá estaba en Cuba. I was born. She took me back. My sister was still in school. Y se quería quedar con la abuela. She wanted to stay with her grandmother. And that summer, Castro said no, see, yes, this, that. And next thing you know, my sister grew up in Cuba. She didn't have the same opportunities I had. Do I live with that fucking guilt every fucking day? You know, por eso cuando yo te veía, whenever I watch you fight, yo pienso en mi hermana. Cuando yo te veo pelada, when I watch you fucking fight. Because it's like, I know where you're coming from. Yo sé dónde tú estás viniendo. ¿Entiendes? Mm-hmm. Yo sé sufrimiento tuyo sin conocerte. Yo sé sufrimiento que tú tenías.
History.
Porque todo el mundo lo tiene, los cubanos lo tienen. You know, how many Cubans left their fucking loved ones behind?
Yeah.
But not, they didn't leave them behind like, I'm leaving you behind. I left you behind because I want to do something better with my life. That's what you want to do, something better with your life. So, está en Alemania. Te metiste en el first MMA fight. Ganaste.
Gané.
The first one. Knockout sí. Or?
Knockout.
Okay.
Knockout.
Entonces, how many amateur fights did you have?
No tuve ninguna pelea.
No amateurs.
No,
you
amateur.
Went right into fucking MMA.
Directo para MMA, sí.
You needed money. No time yeah. To fuck around.
No, the problem is that the when I go, they say, you know, can't do amateur because you have an Olympic and World Championship background. You know, can't do amateur. I say, what? Yeah, you need to go to a professional fighting. He said, oh my God. And I said, okay, I go. That's it. I never do an amateur. I never. Es que no entrené. I never
trained. You never trained.
And then train. I go to fight.
So you took the couple tools you had from the house. From
estoy aprendiendo ahora.
You're still learning.
I'm still learning. That's what I say to people. Yo soy un pionero en esto. Estoy aprendiendo. ¿Me entiendes? Yo estoy aprendiendo y he aprendido que siempre es bueno todos los días aprender.
It's always good to learn something every fucking day. I feel the same way.
Vas a dejar de aprender el día que mueras.
The last day you stop learning is the day you fucking die.
Y tienes que tener la mente como dice el gran arquitecto. And la mente como un niño.
You have to have a mind like a child in many ways, like a sponge. You know, Lee's getting into comedy right now, and I called him last night and this morning to explain to him that he's living this life now. That he's never done this before. He's doing stand-up comedy, you know? And I told him, no matter where this goes, no matter where this takes you, this journey that you're doing, it's going to open up your eyes. Even if you don't stay a comic, you're still going to do something, you know? And that's what I talk about on this podcast every day, that sometimes you want your life to change, but you don't know how to fucking change it. You got to make a move. You got to make a move. And that's why I got the utmost respect for these guys. I had an opportunity that I could have been him. I could have been his fucking neighbor. Yo podía ser vecino tuyo ahora. ¿Tú entiendes? En Cuba. Yo, when my mother died, I fucking threw my life away por 20 años. ¿Tú entiendes? Boté la vida.
Yeah.
Pero la cogí para atrás, and it was my Cuban upbringing. It was what I learned from a Cuban house. We were watching videos before this. We were getting fired up, and we were watching Wawanko videos. And
yeah.
This lady came on, and he was calling her a G, that she's the type of woman that if she has a beef, she sends the son to go down there and kill the fucking dude. That was the mentality in Cuba, la mentalidad distinta, ¿tú entiendes? We play for keeps. Cuando yo voy a jugar, cuando yo voy a hacer algo, es pa' ganar. No es pa'
yeah,
I don't go there to fuck around, to giggle.
No.
That was what was given to me from the Cuban side. That was, tú sabes, la mentalidad. Yo siempre hablo de la mentalidad del tipo que viene de otro país aquí. Our mentalidad is a little different. We play harder. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got time to be on the fucking phone jugando.
No.
Yo tengo que siempre estar haciendo algo. Y todos esos años que estaba jodido y haciendo droga y todo eso, mira, yo me volví cómico. I became a comic. con toda esa que yo fui preso, with all that madness of going to jail and all that, I still became a fucking cop. And it wasn't because I was better than anybody. No soy mejor que cualquiera ni nada. Lo que me enseñaron, what I learned as a young man, as a Cuban, the things, the lessons my mother instilled in me. You know, before the show, we were talking about no venga para atrás para esta casa al lado. That means don't come to this house hit.
Yeah.
Like if you throw two punches and the kid throws three punches, you came home hit. In a Cuban house, that's not allowed. That's not even fucking comprehended. Even if you have to go back and hit him with a fucking chair, at least you didn't stay hit. That mentality is a fucking crazy mentality. But it worked for me, you know. We were listening to music, and he said to me that I was old school.
Yeah.
He goes, Joey's old school. And he was breaking my heart, saying that this doesn't even exist in Cuba no more. Yeah, that now it's reggaeton and rap music.
Yeah, yeah.
I see my cut. Hasta Ecky Alfonso, I see him playing heavy metal guitar and the whole fucking deal. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? So it's so six amateur fights. Where'd you go first? Strike Force or UFC?
Strike Force.
Tú fuiste para Strike Force primero. Ellos te llamaron primero.
Me llamó
Strike. Straight from Germany? You went to Strike Force?
Sí.
Right.
Fui directo a Strike Force. Ahí, una pelea bien difícil con el ex campeón que había terminado de pelear. Hacía como tres meses que había perdido el título, Rafael Feijão.
Rafael Feijão, sí. Yes.
No, déjame decirte. Let me tell you something. I say, that's what I say. Everything in your life, you need to see positive, not negative. I lose, but I see everything positive. You know what? Because I win this fight, the next, you know who it is? The next fight? Sanderson. Sanderson is the champion of the Strikeforce.
Right.
You know what happens and I fight with this guy. I know, that's it. I don't have experience for this fight. I said, thank God I lose this fight. Because I win, I go to fight with he destroying me. Maybe I threw in. Sanderson me iba a destruir a mí. Porque tiene, hasta ahora hace poco, tiene una pegada demoledora. Tenía mucha experiencia, estaba más joven todavía. Y yo venía sin experiencia.
And you had no experience.
No, me iba a matar.
He was gonna kill you.
Sí, y me iba a, como decimos nosotros, me iba a joder la carrera.
He would have fucked up your career.
Un golpe que me diera la mandíbula, ya después mi mandíbula no iba a servir para más nada. Yo le decía, le digo a Dios, gracias a Dios por esto.
Thank God, because if you would have beat Rafael Feijão, you would have had to fight him with no experience.
Sí, entiendo.
Who did you fight after Rafael Feijão?
No, ya después pasé para UFC, estuve dos años sin pelear, porque tuve una cirugía en el cuello. Y Dios fue bueno, Dios fue misericordioso, Dios, como siempre, Dios hizo que UFC viera gracia en mí. Y porque fue mi primera pelea y única pelea en Strikeforce. Después de ahí, dos meses después, desapareció Strikeforce. Y UFC tomó a Strikeforce. Y yo entré a UFC con la operación. Iba a tener la operación.
You were about to
iba
get the next surgery before you went to the UFC.
Iba a tener la operación y UFC dijo, ok. Él viene de perder una pelea, Lucres. Él viene de perder una pelea por knockout. Y ahora va a tener una cirugía que no se sabe si va a poder pelear. Y UFC lo dijo, ok, yo le pago la cirugía y yo lo cojo. That is.
So you got knocked out. You have neck surgery. And this UFC still signed you and they paid for the surgery.
Yes. UFC dijo, lo cojo así mismo. Y ya estuve como dos años sin pelear, recuperándome. Después de la cirugía, o sea, porque fue un proceso.
It was a process.
Es un proceso. Pero después que yo me operé, yo solamente duré operado y mi recuperación 4 meses.
So after the operation, it was 4 months.
4 months. Después de los 4 meses empecé a entrenar. Que normalmente se llevaba un año para empezar a correr.
It takes a year usually to even start running. You started after 4 months.
Y yo a los 4 meses ya estaba ya dándole impacto, dando jabs.
You were hitting pads and stuff like
que
that.
Que me acuerdo que el cuello se me ponía, que parecía que se me quería partir muy duro, todo se me ponía muy tenso. Porque no podía estar haciendo eso y lo estaba haciendo porque yo era el sostén de mi familia. Yo dije, yo me operé para esto, para pelear. Y entonces ya, después de la operación, después que me operé, empecé a entrenar a los 4 meses. Y después que empecé a entrenar, después de los 4 meses, a los 7 meses, fue que UFC me llamó para la primera pelea.
So after 7 months from your surgery,
yeah,
neck surgery,
sí,
the UFC called you for your first fight.
Sí.
And who was it against?
Y la pelea fue con Clifford Starr.
Okay.
Fui la primera pelea de la noche. Fue, o sea,
the preliminary card.
Sí, yo, sí, yo, yo era la primera pelea.
Not even. You were like the fucking sí. undercard on like
sí, yo
FX era, fucking 3.
Yo fui la primera pelea de esa noche. Y gracias a Dios que me llevé el knockout de la noche.
You knocked them, so you got the knockout of the night.
The night, yeah. Sí, ya, y ahí empezó todo esto.
And then it all fucking started yeah. after that.
Sí. Y estamos en esto y continuamos en esto.
And you still think of Cuba. You would love to go back to Cuba someday.
Amo a Cuba. Amaré a Cuba. Amaré a Cuba hasta el día que me muera porque soy cubano.
And who's left in Cuba? Your father?
Tengo un hijo. Tengo
a son?
My son, my father, my mom, sister and brothers, friends.
And they're all there.
And my history.
Your history?
Yeah, my history. Porque aunque yo esté fuera de Cuba, yo sigo siendo cubano y sigo haciendo historia para Cuba.
So even though that you're out of Cuba, you're still making yeah. history for Cuba, and Cuba's still in your heart and whatnot. You're a bad motherfucker, sir.
Thank you so much.
A soldier of God and stuff.
See you soon, boy.
Now let me ask you a question here. Because I wanted to ask you more questions about Cuba and stuff like that. Did you ever meet Fidel?
What?
Did you ever conociste a Fidel?
Sí, lo conocí, le di la mano, lo abracé también.
No shit.
Sí, yo era un niño lindo en Cuba.
How old were you
when tenía, you met him? Tenía 22 years old.
Were you already like a big time wrestler in Cuba at 22?
Yeah.
You had already been to the Olympics at 22?
Yeah.
No shit?
Yeah.
At 22, you were already?
Yeah, 22.
So you were already like fucking living
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I am champion in the world 21 years old.
Olympic fucking champ, 20 years old. Jesus Christ.
I remember when I win the world championship in Ankara, I have a 21 years old. It's a, in 199, in 1999. Fue cuando gané el campeonato mundial en Ankara. Pero ya había tenido otras medallas ya, mundiales.
You had other world medals at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, en el 97 cogí plata. En el 98 en Teherán cogí bronce. Y en el 99 cogí oro. Y en los Juegos Olímpicos de Sydney en 2000, silver. Y ahí sucesivamente hasta el 2007, en 2007.
That's fucking amazing. What did Fidel say to you?
I don't know.
What did he say to you when he met you? Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. He said, hey, congratulations, you're... I am. Everybody know the people. He know me. He know what I say is the truth. I am for all sport in Cuba. Sport for como se dice por los deportistas.
For all the athletes.
For all athletes in Cuba. I for many years I am stay every time the most best 10 sport. For all athletes in Cuba.
You're the top 10 athletes in Cuba.
Yeah.
Along with the boxers and baseball.
Yeah.
What else is big in Cuba? Baseball, boxing?
The most important is the national sport in Cuba is baseball.
Baseball.
Baseball. Yeah.
And nobody in your family played baseball?
No. No, yeah. Un primo. Un primo.
Un primo.
Un primo. Un primo hacía pelota, pero... En Cuba hay mucho talento para hacer...
To be a baseball player is a lot of fucking talent.
It's duro.
It's fucking tough. That's the fucking home ground. That's where God makes them. He makes a lot of them. What does it say to you, Joel, when you were growing up? Because you said to me that Cuba has changed a lot. When did it start changing in your eyes? You know, when I met my cousins, it was maybe 8 years ago. And Song Remains, the Led Zeppelin came on the fucking, we were in Cantors. That song, Stay Away to Heaven, Una Canción Americana came on. And they were singing it in Spanish.
Yeah.
Y me decían, y yo le pregunté, how did you get that? How did you hear this? Y me dijeron que un tipo in the neighborhood, a guy in the neighborhood, had a cassette of Led Zeppelin. Y que lo escondían abajo de la casa. It's not like that no more.
No.
Is that what it used to be? No, do you Cuba, remember it like that?
Yeah, you know, yo escuché historias de eso. No la viví como tal, yo tengo 42, 41 años. No lo viví como tal, pero sí sé de esas cosas. Pero hoy en Cuba se oye todo tipo de música. Se oye música rap, de Jay-Z, de todo el mundo.
So if I'm driving down the street in Cuba, yeah, I can listen to fucking rap music.
Yeah, it don't matter.
The government don't say nothing, nothing.
No, nothing.
No internet still, though.
¿Cómo?
No hay internet todavía.
Sí, hay internet.
Oh, there is internet.
Sí, en algunos lugares hay internet. Sí, hay internet en Cuba. Sí, hay. Sí, hay.
Los
nenes. Sí, tiene, está, lo tienen por sesión en lugares. Pero sí, hay internet. La gente se sienta en un
café. Like en un café, café hay, yeah, hay un
café y te tiene internet. Sí,
claro. Your family have a computer?
Sí, mi familia tiene computer.
So your family's doing good. No problems. Everybody's healthy.
I thank you, God. I thank you, God. God give me the opportunity for the help my family. My family stay good. I say thank you, God.
You know, Joel, like I told you when I met you earlier, that whenever, like, I had to really get ready for this, like, because yo me tengo que preparar para hablar contigo, porque yo me pongo, yo soy un cómico, yo soy un funny guy por lo que yo hago para pagarme, pero tengo, I have a little bit of sadness in my heart. Yo tengo un poquitico de, ¿cómo se dice sadness in Spanish?
You know,
tristeza. It's normal. It's normal because you are human.
But I have una tristeza that, like, I feel guilty at times, but at the same time, siento algo. I always feel something.
It's normal. I can understand you because that's happened for me too. Yo también tengo tristeza. Cuando tú dejas atrás cosas.
But I didn't leave shit, Joel. Yo me fui a los tres años. I was 3 years old.
But it's no matter.
All I remember of Cuba is a fucking beach.
But it's no matter because that is, you know, the history of the Moses in the Bible?
Yes.
It's the same. It's the same. Moses se fue. Moses, he don't remember nothing about the family. You leave the Cuba when you have a 3 years old. But Moses leave, the mama take the Moses stay and put in the Moses in the in the in la canasta.
In Egypt, yeah.
In Egypt, yeah. Y Moses tenía si acaso un año.
He was a year old.
Moses. 1 year. But inside in the spirit in the ¿cómo se dice alma?
In the soul.
In the soul the Moses. He loved the people, the Jewish people. It's the same, bro.
What's the story, Lee?
It's a story of Moses. His the Jews were slaves in Egypt. His mother, I think, had a baby with the king, right?
Yeah.
The pharaoh. And that wouldn't be allowed. So the mother put him in a little baby carriage that put him down the Nile River. And he got adopted by the pharaoh's family. And he had a brother, but when he got older and he escaped like the burning bush, he found the burning bush, and I think he got in trouble cuz he stopped an Egyptian guard from hitting a Jewish slave. So he always knew, even though he was raised as an Egyptian royalty, he couldn't let that happen.
Él miró que un egipto estaba golpeando a un judío, un israelita, y en su alma, en su espíritu,
soul, he knew he was ella,
se sintió mal por dos cosas. Uno, porque un ser humano estaba golpeando a otro, pero también porque sentía que esa gente era carne de su carne, you know? y eso es lo mismo que te pasa a ti. Te sientes triste porque sientes que algo de ti lo dejaste atrás.
I do. I fucking feel terrible,
you know?
I feel terrible because I know that yo sé lo que. Bueno, yo no, you know, I had my own fucking setbacks. Like when I talk to my sister on the phone, Yoel, I don't know what to say to her. No sé qué decirle, besides que la quiero. But I don't know what to talk to her because I never really met her. And I know her life, her mother left and told I was coming back.
Sometimes you don't need to say nothing because un gesto habla más que mil palabras. You know what I'm saying? A lo mejor tú la ves y no tienes palabras que decirle, pero la abrazas y lloras y ya le dijiste todo lo que tenías que decirle. You know what I'm saying? ¿Qué le puedes decir tú? Tú no tienes nada que decirle, pero sí tienes que hacerle. Tienes que abrazarla. Porque llevas... How old are you?
55.
55.
I haven't seen her in entonces, 52 fucking years.
¿Ella es mayor o menor que tú?
Mayor.
Entonces tú la dejas... Tú por 52 años no la has abrazado.
No.
You know what I'm saying? ¿Qué tú le puedes... Tú por 52 años no le vas...
For 52 years.
Entonces por 52 años tú no le has dicho... Te amo, tú no le has dicho, te extraño, tú por 52 años no la has abrazado. Tú no necesitas decírselo ahora, tú necesitas abrazarla por todo el tiempo que tú no lo has hecho.
That's it, so I shouldn't feel guilty?
Yeah.
It's a good fucking thought. I always felt guilty, I just really do. It's, I never talked about it on the podcast because it never really came up before. And that's why whenever I'm around, like in 85, when I really learned the pain of what was going on in Cuba, it just fucking killed me. I didn't know that you lived on 3 eggs a month. I didn't know that, you know, that you tenías que tomar café from the same filter for fucking a month. I didn't know these things, Joel. You no sabía que había eso en Cuba. I thought Cuba was a fucking party. I didn't know que había mucho sufrimiento, mucho, you know, sadness, you know what I'm saying? I had no idea until I knew met those people in 85. You know, when I was growing up, everybody hated fucking Fidel. When yo me estaba criando, when I was growing up, you couldn't even mention fucking Fidel in Union City. Ni lo podía ni decirlo, compadre. Se te tiraban encima la gente. You know, and then over the years, like here, like in Cuba, it slowed down a little bit. It's more accepting, lo cubano. But I had the same, you know, in Calle Ocho, what do? Don't they get together and talk about Fidel all fucking day long? El día entero hablar de Fidel y como era en Cuba. It's too late. You're in the United States.
But
man,
you know, the human is, that's the most problem with the human having inside in the spirit. The people, the human don't want to lose, no want to forget the past, you know. You need to say, ¿cómo se dice perdonar?
Forgive.
You need to forget the people, you know. You need to forget and forget. Tú necesitas olvidar y perdonar, you know.
Forgive and forget.
You know, because el odio te va con... la peor enfermedad es el odio.
No, I know that. You know. Eso es lo peor. I was telling somebody the other day, cuando uno tiene odio in your heart,
estás muerto.
Anger in your heart, you're not going to grow.
You know.
You're not going to grow until you let that shit go. And that's what happened with me. Por 20 años estaba bravo con hasta Dios. ¿Cómo yo le va a quitar la madre? How's God going to take a child's mother? You know, I was raised Catholic. Oye, yo creo en Dios, yo creo en Santa Bárbara, yo creo en todo el mundo.
Y es una forma, tú sabes, que nacimos y por una ley, por una transgresión, debemos de morir. ¿Me entiendes? Y vamos a pasar por eso todos, ¿entiendes? Y no es que Dios tomó esa decisión. Fuimos nosotros quien tomamos la decisión de apartarnos de Dios y que por ende de apartarnos de Dios venga esa penalidad que es morir. Es una cosa normal, ¿me entiendes? Morirse es una cosa normal después de esa transgresión que tuvo el ser humano, ¿me entiendes? Por esa transgresión es normal enfermarse, por esa transgresión es normal tomar catarro, que te venga dolor de cabeza, que te venga un dolor de rodilla, que te duele un dedo, ¿me entiendes? Que tengas tos por esa transgresión. Es normal, ¿me entiendes? Como también es normal otras cosas, ¿no? Que haya sanidad, que haya cura para eso también. Es normal.
There's sanity and there's curing. Let me ask you this last question. That's it, brother. El día 8 de junio, that's it. You're fighting for the championship.
Thank you, God. Yes.
Thank you, God. Yes. How do you feel?
I feel blessed. I feel ready. I say, Dios, I say, God, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for giving me this talent. Give me, tú me has puesto en esta encomienda y la tomo con mucho amor y con toda la certeza de que estoy aquí porque tú me has puesto y llévame que yo iré.
How are you going to be different this time for Whitaker? How are you going to be different this time?
I have a lot of money.
A lot of money, or you have a lot of tools in your chest?
No. Como tú vas a decir todo ahora? No money. No. That's joking. Tienes que pagar. La gente tiene que pagar para ver qué es lo que va a pasar.
They gotta pay to see what's gonna happen. Si okay, I'm not mad at you.
Si quieren saber esto, tienen que pagar.
I just want to know.
Para que vean qué es lo que va a suceder.
Tú te sientes bien about this fight? You're ready? You're healthy?
Pregúntale a la gente.
I was going to take you to eat, but I don't want to get in trouble to fucking make weight. You know what
si
I'm
you,
saying?
Si yo,
I was going to take him to eat, pero no puedo porque I want need him to make weight. So we got to start now.
Tú sabes, todos los días son días diferentes, ¿no?
Every day is different. Yes, it is.
Pero confío en Dios que ese día voy a estar como me siento, no como me siento ahora, voy a estar mejor. Porque ahora me siento bien, ahora me siento... Siento...
¿Qué tú pesas ahora?
Ahora 2.8.
Those 208 pounds. Yeah. That's what you walk around in. That's where he basically walks around in.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
2.8.
2.8. And you're already working out again?
Yes.
You started working out already?
Yeah.
He never... Look at him. He never stops working out. But... Okay, like, what happens to you? Because you talked about that first loss and how you're looking back, you're happy about it. Do you take losses now a little bit more seriously because of people like Joey who, like you have more than fans. Like we talk about, we have family. Like you have the Cuban people behind you. Do you take that loss to Whitaker like more seriously? You think than other fighters take losses?
La perdida contra Whitaker como tú te peleas cuando tú no te fajas para ti, tú te fajas para ti, para tu familia y para los cubanos. You fight for everything involved. That's the type of guy you are. When you lose, do you take a fight that seriously? Or do you look up and say, thank you, God, for giving me an opportunity, another day to fucking live? And bitch, I'll be back!
Yes, like this.
Just like that.
Yes.
That's the attitude you gotta take.
I can tell you, right after his first loss with Whitaker, I saw him right afterwards. He had his wife, his daughter, hand in hand. They're all walking together. And I looked right at him and I go, okay, look, I'm fine. I'm great. And I looked at him. It was like the first time I ever see a fighter that okay with everything. I said, you sure? He goes, everything is great. Don't worry.
You have a good attitude, Joel. And that's because of
thank you.
Your humble beginnings.
Thank you,
that's why you have it. Atituque tú tienes. And it's a lot of ways. El mismo atituque yo tengo. ¿Tú entiendes? It's something of pride sometimes.
Eso es lo que quería decir, porque eso es lo que te quería decir. Yo, tú hablas de mi actitud, pero... Que estoy viendo que la misma actitud que tengo es la actitud que tú tienes.
Yeah, I have the same attitude. It's very powerful. You know, I'm not going to stop. A mí me gusta que la gente que me digan que no puedo hacer algo. Es como a mí se me para la pinga. When I see a naked woman, my dick don't get hard. When you tell me I can't do something, that's when my dick gets hard. You understand me? That's when I can't sleep at night. And that's what I have that you have, that it's when they can't tell you you can't do something.
Yeah.
That's a fucking beautiful feeling.
Yeah.
Listen, brother, I want to do some shout-outs real quick, and we'll get you the fuck out. You hungry?
Oh, yeah.
Salads only. Just salads. That's
what?
It. I got you on Weight Watchers tonight.
Come on.
That's it.
Come on, man.
Chicken breast and salad.
Come,
that's it.
Hey, come on, come, Joe.
Dog,
I
can't. If I give you Cuban food,
Joe.
Bro,
I would do what he says, Joey.
Yeah.
Show him. Tell him about what's your favorite meal that you want. Show him the picture. Show him the video. Esto es lo que él le gusta más de cualquier cosa.
Let me see.
I'm going to give some shout outs while he's finding it. Jordan Wales. I don't know what the fuck this name is here. Eric Thompson, my man Bob Lalingus, Chris Bardwell, Christopher Walford, Joe Willette, BJJ, and below average Joe. I love you motherfuckers, always. Show them what you want. Esto lo que quieres, chamaquito, este compadre.
He told me about this, and I tried to move to Cuba.
Ese quiere mudar por Miami para esto.
Mira. Oh, my God.
Mira esto, mira. Wait till he talks. He dreams about this shit.
Dun, 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 dun,
no, no,
dun,
no, no.
La candela.
Listen what he wants, Joel. This is what he wants.
What?
That's what he wants, Joel. Ese quiere mudar para Miami so he could eat that every day. Play the video.
No.
No, no, no.
Ah, miren lo que anda él a hacer. Oh, no, no, but you know what? I love this.
I love this shit.
How could you not look at it?
Man, oh.
Oh.
Oh, man, croqueta de queso, man, con jamón y queso. Oh, man. Oh, man, eso, mira para acá. Do I, you go to Miami?
No, I've never been.
Oh, man, you need to go, bro.
I won't come back.
Casa Cuba, man, that's a big problem. Believe me. Oh, look at this. Look at the cheese. Oh.
And I told him about putting mate back on leche condensada.
No, vamos, let's go, let's go.
Let's go.
I'm hungry, man. I want to go. I'm hungry. Let's go.
Let me go. We got to figure out what the fuck is open. What time is El Cochinito open till, Lee?
I'll look it up. My God.
It's, what is it right now? See what time she's open till.
It's 8:37.
What time is El Cochinito open till?
He, like, we had Rudy Sarzo on. And he would he told us about putting, like, what is it, butter in the coffee,
que le pone mantequilla al café.
Yeah.
El otro cubano que viene aquí, Rudy Sarzo, that when he came from Cuba.
Ask him his favorite dessert.
What's your favorite dessert? Flan o natilla.
Todos.
Mira.
Mira.
This heart attack.
Mira. Tu coge.
Say it in English. Say it in English.
I don't know
in English. All right, tell me.
Milk condensed.
Yeah, condensed milk, leche condensada. Sí,
con helado.
With ice cream?
Yeah, ice cream.
With ice cream on? Oh.
Y le echas leche condensada. Entonces,
and then you put cookies. Condensed cream on the milk.
And cookies.
What kind of cookies?
It's chocolate chip cookies.
Jesus Christ, yeah. Joel.
Y le echas eso así.
And you sprinkle it around.
You need it. Believe me. You needed it. Oh, toda la leche condensada, la lata completa.
Oh, the whole can.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's it. Oh, yeah, you need, and you put it this in the microwave.
And you, oh, you put it in the microwave.
In the microwave. Yeah, man.
Jesus Christ, Joel. You killed me.
And after, you need it. The Cuba sandwich.
The Cuban sandwich afterwards.
See, no. It's like this. Cuban sandwich and ice cream.
Is that what you eat at when you're after you weigh in? Like when
look
you
at this, look at this. Come on, man, get out of here. Come
what
on,
time
man.
Is the cochini though?
Come on, man, get out of here.
You only got 20 minutes. It's close
yeah,
to
we'll never make it.
I'm hungry.
Let me give you guys.
I need it.
He needs it. Now you're hungry. I told you.
I know. How did you ask me? I'm hungry.
Shit.
I'm hungry now.
All right, I want to give a shout out to my people, Fuji Sport Geese. I don't even know what it is. If you're an A5 or an A6, you're a fat fuck, you're looking for a gi, Fuji's the way to go. Don't forget my people, on it, always on it. What is it?
Go to onit.com and press in church.
Onit.com, press in church. But let me tell you something about onit. The hemp force protein, it's not in there. It's my favorite, but I love the Alpha Brain and the Shroom Tech Sport. I'll be taking those tomorrow morning before I go to kickboxing because I'm going to die tomorrow. But here, I got to talk to you people about something that I told you in the beginning of the show.
I go too.
You go too. 66% of men start losing their hair by 35. When you start to notice hair loss, it's too late. So you reach out, you put your hands on your head, you go, how much hair am I going to lose every year from now on? What is this going to do? It's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you've lost, man. Like I said, I had a friend, Glenn, who suffered a ton when he was young by losing his hair, and he tried all the scams and all the stuff, and nothing worked. But I'll tell you what, forhims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness for men. Medical-grade solutions, real doctors offering you well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. Not herbal supplements, prescription solutions backed by science. No waiting room, no awkward doctor's visits. Save hours by going to 4hims.com. Directly to your door, they get delivered. You go, you answer a couple questions. There's no awkward doctor visits. The doctor will review your little form, and next thing you know, prescribe it to you, and then boom, directly to your door. Listen, we spoke with the co-founders. This is a beautiful company. What we're going to do is this. Order now today. My listeners get a free trial month of everything you need to keep your hair for $5 right now while supplies last. See the website for full details. It's 4hims.com/Joey. Again, 4hims.com/Joey. If you want to save your hair, this is the way to do it, all right? Order now. My listeners get a trial month. Go to 4hims.com/Joey. I want to thank my brother, Yoel Romero, for coming on the show all the way from Miami. I want to thank the Christ Killer for sitting here with me. And it's time to go eat, bitches. I'll see you guys Wednesday. Don't forget Albuquerque, New Mexico, the 5th and the 6th at the Santa Ana Casino. I'll see you motherfuckers then. Stay black.